This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. You know, the Women's March, I'm seeing so often where they're saying it was an impromptu event. For an impromptu event, there was a lot of equipment set up ahead of time. There were signs that looked like, my God, they were just perfect. Perfectly done. Doesn't look very grassroots to me. And then on top of that, the only one that really, really, really made out, do you know what the message was? The person who designed and made those pink hats, genius. Just genius. And to get the women of The View to wear them and to put them online. My God, they must have crashed that website. I got to think about doing stuff like that. Right? What was her name? Kimberly Moran was on earlier. I think maybe I will come up with penis hats or something. Maybe that I'll do. Right, it's vulgar, right? I mean, it seems to be the only thing that sells. If you want to get the left involved, it seems to be the only thing that they're really willing to jump into. Now, one young lady, I don't know where it is. I don't know where she actually wrote this originally. But her name is Taylor Clinton, and she's no relation to that tribe that we all love. And she wrote a letter to the women marching across America. I'm going to read this to you, because I think it's a big deal. I think you need to hear it. And this is, remember, now this now I know she's a white woman, so somebody's going to get on my case or get on her case and go, sure, she just doesn't understand. I guess she doesn't understand the woman thing. And then later on, I'm going to talk a little bit about the transgender groups that are furious. I told you, they don't even know how to deal with themselves. That group on the far left, they have no clues to how to even deal with themselves. So this is an open letter submitted by a bright young woman named Taylor Clinton. She starts it off with, "Dear women marching all across the nation today. I'm not a disgrace to women because I don't support the Women's March. I don't feel I'm a second-class citizen because I'm a woman. I don't feel my voice is not heard because I'm a woman. I don't feel I am not provided opportunities in life or America because I'm a woman. Matter of fact, as Kimberly said earlier, women do have more opportunities than men do. Especially old white guys. I do not feel that I don't have control of my body or choices because I'm a woman. I don't feel like I'm not respected or undermined because I'm a woman. I'm a woman. I can make my own choices. I can speak. I can be heard. I can vote. I can work if I want. I can control my body. I can defend myself. I can defend my family. There's nothing stopping me from doing just about anything by myself. I don't blame my circumstances or problems on anything other than my own choices, or even that sometimes in life we don't always get what we want. I take responsibility for myself. I'm a mother, a daughter, a wife, a sister, a friend. I'm not held back in life, but only by walls. And they're walls that I choose not to go over or go through. And these are my personal choices." She goes on to say, quick blame, quick Yeah, you say that. Quit blaming. Take responsibility. If you want to speak, then just do so. But do not expect me, a woman, to take you seriously wearing a pink vagina hat on your head and screaming profanities and just simply bashing men. If you have beliefs, speak them in a kind manner. I'll listen to you. But don't expect me to change my beliefs to suit yours. Respect goes both ways, ladies. If you want to impress me, especially in regards to women, then speak on the real injustices and tragedies. Speak on the issues going on with women in foreign countries. They don't all have the opportunities that we have. For instance, in Saudi Arabia, women can't drive, no rights, and they must always be covered. Now, one lunatic who responded to this on Twitter said, yeah, but they get 10 weeks off of paid vacation for having a baby. I'm thinking, wow, that makes up for all the other stuff they can't do, doesn't it? China and India, infanticide of baby girls, you know, I had forgotten about that. That's something I hadn't talked about in a long time. Right? China still has. You're not allowed to have. You have to have a boy. If you have two girls, one has to die. Do you hear me? China and India, infanticide of baby girls, Afghanistan, unequal education rights, Democrat Republic of Congo, where rapes are brutal and women are left to die, or HIV infected and left to care for children alone. Mali, where women can't escape torture or genital mutilation. Pakistan, in tribal areas where women are gang raped to pay for men's crimes. They don't talk about any of this other stuff, do they? Now, Jay Leno's the only lefty, you know, whose wife was very left, that really started to fight against genital mutilation of women in Afghanistan. He spent a boatload of money to help her. An epidemic of gruesome, unsolved murders has left hundreds of women dead, some of their bodies left with hate messages. And that's just a few examples of women who get together in America and whine that they don't have equal rights. This woman does not support the march. Think about that. You know, these women had a right to protest in this country. In other countries, you know what would have happened? Yeah, you already know. They probably would have been gang raped and left to die. They might have been beaten. You remember, in some countries, they would have had to have their male cousin or whoever, husband, brother, whatever, with them. Think about that. Show me Senior Health. She'll see the real side. We'll be back in a little bit. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Isn't that just like a WOP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, check out the stations, give me money. There's a donation button there, and there's a book button there. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Pick up my book. You can find it at Amazon or on the website. Difference is if you order it from my website, I sign it. If you order it from the Amazon bookstore, then I don't sign it. But I don't think it really matters. I don't think it really matters. But anyhow, grab the book. It's everything you've been told you can't talk about, think about, or discuss here in America over the last 8 years. Or you're some kind of phobe, you know. So I may put out buttons, you know, blank phobe, you know, fill in the blank here kind of thing, because you're going to be accused of something. Now, you know, you really do have to get involved. You have an opportunity to open your mouth and get engaged, and now's the time to do it. Do not wait to see what happens. So from the land down under, which is being, right now they're being graced by the president, I don't know if I call them graced, by the presence of Bruce Springsteen, Joe Simeone joins me to talk about politics from a different worldview, if you would. Joe, thanks for joining me.
G'day from down under. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing? You know what? I always joke. I always joke that. Well, you must be bored if you're listening to me down under. You know, if you know what I'm saying. I'm sure you guys
actually.
Go ahead.
No, we're not. We've been listening to you for quite some time down under.
Yeah.
And a few people that I know down under actually listen to your show online.
Thank you.
So, no. But what we are bored of is the... so we get a lot of the news networks from America over there that come through out here through Murdoch. And, you know, we're getting a lot of that. So we're getting a lot of these news stories, you know, which we've noticed over the last 10 months being very biased. And so we've sort of woken up to that, and nobody watches it. A lot of people in the around the cool room, you know, in the canteen at work, they're all sort of like, "Did you watch CNN or NBC last night?" No. "Did you watch The Tonight Show?" No. Because we're just seeming to notice that everything is all about politics and a bit of a snicker. And we want to know about the other things, you know, what's going on down there. But, yes, we had Bruce Springsteen out here doing a concert in Australia during that inauguration and the Women's March, and he couldn't help himself but comment and bring that up. I mean, well, what we noticed is the Women's March, it just didn't cover any of the issues that they said they would, healthcare and all that.
No, they didn't, and the women that were being interviewed really couldn't tell you what they were doing. They were there supporting women. Well, that's great. I support women. I wasn't in the march, but... But it's just amazing to hear these people. Joe, how are we perceived, or America as a whole right now, how are they perceived in general as the with the Australian people? Are we in a mess? Are we in a turmoil? Or they see us maybe heading back onto the right track now?
Well, in the last 10 months, I mean, we always thought of America as the power, you know, something to look up to. I mean, through the 70s, the 80s, with all your heroes, and your TV shows and all the films. And, you know, everyone wanted to be over there. Everyone wanted to be America. Everyone wanted to be part of the A-team, you know. But after what we've been seeing, everyone's thinking, is this for real? How can they do that? You know, are they crazy? What's you know, and it's like we just picture there was a meme going around with the Statue of Liberty with her hands covering a face in shame.
Yeah.
Because that's not what we believe that your constitution represented, is this act of hate towards one person, which was mainly directed by the mainstream media, mm-hmm. which we're all awake to down here in Australia. And then you've got people wanting to blow up the White House, and like Madonna was saying, and then you have Ashley Judd, who actually, it's funny that she was called up there to represent them, because she actually represented Aileen Wuornos in that movie, who killed men. So we thought, yeah, righto, you know. But, you know, she's talking about gene stains and you know, women's protection. It's just ridiculous, mate.
Well, I don't know how you take anybody serious when you have a march where you have women in a vagina costume and, you know, it's don't take away my rights. I'm thinking, where's the message here? There's no message here.
Yeah.
You know?
We had the march down here in Melbourne, and I think some others did take it on and jump on the Facebook thing, which was started by a Hawaiian girl. I think her name was Shook or something.
Uh-huh.
But they did. They went to the march and they did the rights and then the agendas that they were promoting. You know, women's free, you know, equal this and that. When we saw the American side of it, which went on in Washington, we were like big question mark. Like, what did they miss? Did they miss something here? And you know, not only that, but you know, it's funny because we all got that story on our mainstream news about how Madonna was saying what she was saying about President Trump and that. And our journalist here said, "Yes, you don't want to go around saying that to the new president of the United States. Look, it's changed. You're going to get yourself into a whole lot of crap."
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
You do that? Oh, yeah. So they're learning the hard way. We thought that was hilarious. But then we see Hillary actually went on Twitter and said it was awe-inspiring. Yeah, right. And you know what happened before with her pro-life issues? which I doubt we'll see anything on the news at all when that starts next week. Nothing.
I love CNN coming out and saying that the message that Madonna had was powerful. I went back and ran that video twice and thinking to myself, I heard nothing but that woman yelling F Trump. I mean, seriously, for all intents and purposes, what was powerful about that message? I'm just supposed to be too old of a white guy to get it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's like they say, you know, well, she's lost her singing voice, so she's going to try and do poetry. okay. But that's the only word she could come up with. And as for Ashley Judd, she's an actress. Well, we just saw what she does when she's not paid to do lines. This is what she talks like normally. Well, then that's great. It was just insane rambling as far as we're concerned. We just love it. But we've seen all this stuff that's been guided by the media over there. You know, the liberal media I'm talking about. And I don't know how Americans can't see that, because we do.
Well, you're out of it, and you don't have, and Joe, you don't have the same freedoms so far that we have. In other words, you know, your gun laws are much different than ours, are they not?
Everyone says that. Oh, yous are under the law, you know, under the thumb. No, we're still allowed to carry guns down here. We're just not allowed in the city limits.
Interesting.
We're not allowed to carry, you know, pistols, which we never were anyway. We don't need them. If you're going to defend yourselves, we don't go around towing tanks to the back of our jeeps and running around Texas saying, you know, we've got free gun laws here. Well, what would you want to go into a Walmart with an M16, for heaven's sake?
Right.
You know, you're just antagonizing people there. But we don't walk into our Kmarts and our shops down here and our Coles and our Woolworths with a 12-gauge sawn-off shotgun. Right. We don't do that.
Hey, I got to go for a break, Joe. But when we come back, I want to talk more about that, because people... You know, we only hear what we read, and we can't really trust most of what we read and hear. So let's talk about that more when we come back. Joe Cimiano joins me from Australia. We'll get the truth right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid military spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Whole bunch of things happening up on the website. Smarter people than I are actually in the, I guess it's the Facebook feed on Facebook, and you'll have smarter people than I in there as well. We've got a guest on, Joe Simeona from Australia is on with us. And we only get the news that we're supposed to believe. And I love talking with people from different parts of the world because they're there. They see it. They truly know what's happening. So, Joe, thanks for joining me tonight.
That's all right, Joe. Thank you for having me on.
We were talking about the gun laws, you know, because we've been told here in America that the Aussies have no guns. And I always said to myself, how could you live in some of the areas they live in and tell me that they don't have guns? I'm just not buying it. But you shed some light on it. It's not that you can't have guns. You know, explain some more.
Just not allowed to walk around. We're just not allowed to walk around. Like I was saying, we're not allowed to walk around in Coles or Woolworths with our guns.
Right.
Yes. If you were unregistered, you had to hand them back. And they did in 96 because of an incident that happened in Hobart with a gun-crazed man who took out some tourists in a cafe down in Hobart. So that was the final straw. There was a lot of guns around on the street. So they policed it, and they said, that's it. You know, no more guns.
Right.
So what they took away was anyone without a license, and they do vet them very strongly here now. But it's not like we don't have guns. I mean, I've heard a lot of American shows say, oh, they don't have guns. And I laugh. Yes, we do. haven't you seen Wolf Creek? They do. And believe me, out there in the outback, they carry guns. They have licenses. We're still allowed to have licenses for rifles, high-powered rifles. We're not allowed to bring them anywhere near the city limits. And we used to drive around with them in our ute, you know, in our pickup trucks, on the back,
right.
Window there in the back.
Right.
You can do that, but you just can't go around where there's public, you know. And they're going to be, because they can go off too and shoot somebody in the next lane. We just can't go in the city limits with those things. If you're going to do that, we're allowed to use it out the outback, not in city limits.
Right. So, if you're in the big city, that's one thing. But once you get out more in the suburbs and in those areas, it's not as restrictive as what you're saying.
Yes. Suburbs, right. Still, again, you can't use them. If you're out in the, I'm talking like Mad Max sort of looking road warrior type areas, which is a lot of Australia. If you look at the map, Sydney, Australia, where I'm from, it's just like a little horseshoe town, really, which is about as big as New York. And outside of that, all roads lead to nowhere, and that's where you're allowed to to do that. But you can't go shooting people. We don't have that right. You know, we're not allowed to shoot people in defence at all.
Really?
Unless it's dire. Unless it's dire. I mean, you're going to be thrown in court and you're going to really have to show why you shot somebody with a gun.
Interesting.
Or any kind of weapon and took their life or manslaughter or whatever it was. That's very hard to prove, and you better be good, better get a good lawyer. But we can't just go and do what American has.
So if somebody breaks into your house in the middle of the night and you know, you've got guns at home, you can't defend yourself in any way.
No.
Interesting.
Unless your life is threatened and you have proof your life is seriously threatened, you know. But, you know, no machetes, nothing like that. You can't. I mean, people drive around, sometimes the young ones drive around with baseball bats and screwdrivers in their cars. Police pull you over, they'll check it, they'll say, look, you can't drive around with that. You know, it's just trying to make it safe. It's not like we're oppressed. We're happy. You know, don't need it. We don't need to walk with an M16 on our back, you know. But, yeah, a lot of people think that.
Joe, you know, we hear a lot of stories, and a couple of years ago at CPAC, I was interviewed by a French radio company, and I was amazed to find out another, and again, it has nothing to do with my low IQ, but I was amazed to find out in Europe that how censored radio is. They're in Australia. How is there free radio? I mean, is the only place to get guys like Limbaugh and myself online, or the radio waves down there? What kind of information do you get, do you hear?
We have pretty much what you're saying. Exactly. I mean, no one's afraid to do it. There's no, because they've got such a following here. The talkback announcers here, we have big ones, you know, a couple of names here that are on around the nation. And, yeah, they'll speak the truth and they'll criticize and they'll call it wrong. And they have the backbone to stand up, and they actually cry out and say, we need to stand up and stop walking on eggshells. Just stop saying sorry for things that you don't agree on. And that's what it is.
Now, Joe, do you think Trump has helped that worldwide? You know, I've seen some moves made by some German officials, and they've actually referred to the fact that they think that Donald Trump has made a big hole in political correctness, and that's one of the reasons they were stepping out. And one politician was addressing a group of Muslims, and she refused to wear, you know, a headdress. She said, I don't wear one normally. I'm not going to change it for them. It's not fair. It's not right. And I'm not going to bow to political correctness. Do you think he's had an effect on people around the world like that?
Yeah, I do. In Australia, the PC agenda that's been pushed out by American media and the newspapers and things like that, where journalists seem to steal stories from the Washington Post and stuff like that here. We do have journos here in our Sydney papers, the Australian papers, and they still try and do that, but they usually get told off. Usually we notice that these journos are usually young, just like the protesters, young people born around 98, 99, 2000, millennials, you call them. Everyone has grown up with this kind of stuff since the World Trade Center fell in the news everywhere, living in fear and in a political correctness. But we have people here just recently in a story in one of the courts here. We had an Islamic lady who refused to take off her hijab in court. We also have incidences here in Australia where they go for their license, their photo IDs, and they don't want to take them off. They have to be secluded, and they don't want to have them on display. We had one woman who also threatened or falsely accused a police officer for attacking them and trying to rip it off, but they didn't know that the police car had video footage. Yeah, which
I think I read about that. You know, kind of hard when the truth is staring you straight in the face, right?
But it's funny because now you've got these people over there in America that are going this, you know, keep religion out of politics. But all along you had Obama, when he was in power the last couple, say 10 months, just really defending the radical terrorism stuff that was going on. I mean, you look at San Bernardino Muslims. The first World Trade Center attack, 93, Muslim. The second one, Muslim. The one down in Orlando, again, same. But, you know, and who are the religions that are coming up? You don't hear anything about the Buddhists or the Jehovah's Witnesses or the other people saying, we want this and we're offended about Christmas and can't say Merry Christmas and we don't want our kids to say anything to do with God or God Save the Queen or One Nation Under God or anything like that. Who are the ones?
Well, I hear you.
We can see it. We can see it, but why can't you guys?
Well, now, and when it comes to religion and that kind of stuff in Australia, I mean, how is that treated? Again, we only hear stories here, but you know, you've got Christians, Jews, Buddhists, Muslims, mm-hmm. and what have you. Do you all fairly get along well? Or are you having the same problems that we're having?
We get along.
Go ahead.
We get along well. As for the refugees, we did have back in 2005. We had a big clash with the religion, you know, protests and stuff like that. And we had enough. And I'm sure you could just look up Cronulla riots. It's a very black day for Australia. Mm-hmm. That's not what we call Australia Day. And just recently now, we've got billboards up promoting Australia Day, which is this Thursday. And, well, there's a lot of backlash because they showed people in hijabs. And that wasn't what Australia represents. Yet you've got some leftist media journos saying, yes, it does. You will never win. We get on okay. We do. It's not like over there. But we do get, our tolerance is what the key word is, tolerance.
But there's no animosity at Christmas time and those kind of things. You're not going, shh, say happy holidays. You know, you're not doing that like we were. We won't be doing that anymore.
No. That's what we see, yeah. I mean, why are you walking on eggshells? Because you're scared of offending a religion. It's a religion. Are you scared of offending Buddhists? Or, hey, do you see the Jehovah's Witnesses who don't believe in Christmas? Do you see them carrying on? No. Do you see them driving trucks through marketplaces in Germany? No. You know, we don't do that. I mean, America is, and Germany seems to be what's always in the news, in Paris. And no, we don't do that here. I mean, they try and make us all scared.
I'm going to hold you on for the next segment if you're good with that.
Okay.
I got so many questions about Australia in my head. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Siniana joins us live from Australia. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, this is the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. There's also a live chat room going on. And if you're on Facebook, then watch us on Facebook. You can comment on Facebook. And I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat rooms and what have you. And I try to get to it, but, you know, I'm not as smart as you guys think I am. I do the best I can do with the time I got. But I always appreciate when somebody connects with the show from outside of America, outside of the United States, because, you know, we get this news and we don't really know what the truth is because we're not there. We're at the same mercy that they're at when it comes to the American. But see, we know that the American journalists are all a bunch of liars anyhow. Most of them are anyhow, so they can take it with a grain of salt. But we don't know what's coming out of other countries, what's true and not true. So Joe Simeone has joined me from live from Australia. And Joe, thank you so much for taking your time with me.
That's okay. It's fine. Hey. Great to be on there, Joe.
Hey, if you're comfortable with it, I didn't ask you this ahead of time. I should have. But tell people what you do for a living down there.
Or do you want me to? I've actually been attacked by what I do.
Really?
By other people saying, yeah, online they're saying, you're in media, you should be this way, you should be that way. And I've lost friends, I've lost contacts because of what I say, and I stand up for what I say. But yeah, I work in media.
Yeah.
In film and television. struggling at the moment because of what I stand up for, but you get that.
You know,
if you believe in something, there is a way to sacrifice.
You know what? But you stay with it, and you stay with the truth, and people will support you. You know, I actually had a station drop me once because I stuck up for Phil Roberts and his comments about homosexuality. And they said, look, the man wasn't being a hater. He was simply quoting scripture. He was telling you what his scripture says, and he was telling the truth. And that person, that station manager called me, owner called me and said, we don't have enough room for you on our station anymore. And it was, there was nothing hateful about the message. It was simply, here's the truth of what Christians believe, and here's why they believe it. You know what I'm saying? And people can't seem to handle the truth anymore. If it's not foo-foo, they don't want to hear it. And Australian people, I don't, maybe I'm wrong. Do you have a different class of people, a group of people in the inner city than you do out in the country, like America does?
Yeah, we have, like, as your middle America does, like in Kansas and all those areas and Dakota and like all that. We have here too, in Central Australia, outside of the city, we have what we call real fair dinkum dinkadai Aussies who are out there repairing their windmills for water and, you know, living in the dust and shearing sheep. And you have the people in the city, inner city, who are all corporate, you know, and Wall Street type of stock exchange people who don't know what reality is. Their idea of fixing something is pulling out a wallet, whereas middle town Australia and a middle town America will actually get out there and do it hands on. You know, so yeah, there is different class of.
Yeah, I love these people that are, you know, they love animals, they hate inhumanity, they hate what we do to animals and everything else, and then they want to tell you about their new, $700 leather shoes that they have on. You go, do you know where leather comes from, you moron? You have a clue as to what you have on your feet, you know? And it's always, I always get a kick out of their inability to understand what they have and how they got what they have in the city. So, yeah, always a kick.
Who are complaining about, you know, animal rights are usually the ones who are wearing fur coats.
I'm sorry. I've always gotten a kick out of the way they feel about it and the way they talk about some of this stuff, and they don't really think it all the way through as to what got the, you know, those wonderful steaks that they're eating when they go out of their way to go to like a Delmonico Steakhouse in New York City. Where do you think the steak comes from? It's not synthetic steak. It's a real cow that had to be slaughtered for you to have something to eat. They just don't think things through, and it's always been amazing to me. The lifestyle in Australia, I mean, I'm sure you've read a lot about America and what have you. You know, we have a vast difference from different parts of the country, East Coast, West Coast, North and South, and what have you. Is Australia kind of the same way, or is it just, you know, you've got the inner city, and then you've got the really rural areas? Give me some insight.
You've got Sydney with the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge and everything. Outside of that, you get into the suburbs. Now, suburbs are more working class. You know, they keep in with the politics and what's going on, and they're a bit concerned because they've got a lot of councils wanting to put this in and establish that and, you know, try and suck money out of you for the councils and parking and legislations and this and dogs. Can't walk dogs and you can't do this. Just starting to get a bit ridiculous. And then outside of that, when you go, say, about an hour and a half drive away out past the city, you get the real people who notice you when you come into town, you know, those.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, those ones, like, you can almost hear the Clint Eastwood theme going off, you know, with a poncho. But that's what it's like. I mean, I've actually had to change physically into a cowboy hat and dusty old denim shirt and crappy old jeans and just pass as a local. I've actually gone. You laugh.
Listen, and I don't know if you've been to the States, but in New England, especially as you move up to the New England states and Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and those areas, those people know who belongs and who doesn't belong. They know whether you're even from New England. You might even be from the South. There's a real difference as you move up and down the coast here in this country and how you fit politically. How many political parties are there in Australia? How does that work?
God, there's that many.
Really?
We've even got a party called the Christmas Party, would you believe, just as a joke. But they never get a look in.
You know, in New York, they have the rent is too damn high party in New York City, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. But we've got, mainly it's the Liberal and Labour. Liberals are more for the rich and don't really care. They've just got enough money to live in there, go to communities. They just pass any law. Then you've got the Labour, and that stands for the working class Aussies. The ones who put the nation together, you know, like they say. They have a lot of truck drivers here driving around with it at the moment saying, the nation stops when we got no trucks. And they've had strikes before, so they can get what they want too. And they ask, but there's that many. I mean, we've got One Nation who was, it's called Pauline Hanson out here, and it was, they actually attacked her as the same way as what Trump is being attacked for, just for saying what's right. I mean, she doesn't say it the right way. She says, you know, she does talk about the indigenous people here, about having too much rights and things like that, which they don't really. I think she was trying to get all the white policy Australia happening, and it didn't really do well for her. She had a couple of points with the immigration from Islamic nations, but that's about it. That's all she had going for her. It's just her tact of what she said and the way she said it with a lot of ferocity. Most Aussies are like, yeah, that's a good point, but you don't say it that way, you know. We're a multicultural nation now. It's not about being race-hating. It's more about whether they're going to assimilate to our way of life or not. And that's how we want to make sure that the tolerance is only a little bit, because, you know, it's all right for them to demand caliphates and all this sort of stuff, but they don't mind putting an end in the welfare, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they have no problem taking part of, all the stuff that they don't get offered in their own home countries, that they're not entitled to in their own home countries. They have no problem coming to ours and asking for it, you know? Joe, is there, I want to get back to religion real quick because we're running out of time, but is there the same kind of anti-Semitism towards the Jewish community in Australia? No. There isn't.
No, the only thing that we've ever encountered was when, because we've got a community around what they call St. Ives in Sydney, and the Jewish wanted to have a festival where they rape around the quadrant of their community. I can't remember what it was called. It was just a decorative wiring, sort of like a rope that goes around that borders their community to show they're Jewish. And it was a festival thing, I remember. And they were all against it. And it would, you know, but the people who were against it were the liberals, not the Aussie working class. And it's funny because you have people over there now saying, keep God out of politics. Look, Americans, leftists, turn over your bills, your American dollar bills and all your bills, and what does it say up there right under? In God we trust. Did you just wake up yesterday?
Oh, yeah. And we have that fight going on here constantly, and Trump has agreed to take it on and make it, you know, permanent law, that kind of thing. And I hope he does, because these little pissy fights that we have, they're wrong. There's no reason for them. Okay, because if you don't believe, you know, you punch my hot button, and I only have like a minute and a half left, but if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in a higher power, and I do, and it's causing me to do good, and in most cases that's what it does, true believers, it causes them to do good, why do you want to get in my way? Why do you want to get in my way of feeding the poor, helping sick people, and that kind of stuff? And in the name of God, that's what bothers me, not feeding those people, it's just in the name of God. Joe, we're up against it. It's been delightful. I really appreciate your time with me on the air tonight.
I'll come back and visit you another time.
Please,
but
do.
Remember, in God we trust.
I agree. I'm with you. Amen, brother. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, we are here Monday through Friday. Hopefully you're here Monday through Friday with me, and I do appreciate the beautiful, the nice emails I got from some of you. And last week you called me out of sickness early because I felt like I was letting you down. Anyway, hey, thanks for being with me, putting up with my voice tonight. I feel better than I look or sound. Anyway, you listen to The Real Side. Buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Have a great rest of the day.